happy that we get to spend time with you on today with Marilyn and Sarah. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And special shout out to our partners. Partners, whew, we couldn't do what we do without you. You help us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. And we are so very, very grateful for you. And Mom, who's our guest today?
Our guest today is John Ramirez, and his book is Fire Prayers. Ooh, it is so wonderful. And everybody wants to pray fire prayers. So don't say, do I need the book? Everybody needs the book. So get the book. You know, you're going to love it.
And you know, Mom, I know people have special needs in their life and financial needs. And many of you watching, you have physical, you know, health issues. And we just want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website, no matter what the need is in your life. Sometimes I think we have ideas in our mind that, oh, the things I'm facing are just too big. They're overwhelming. Sometimes we have ideas that, oh, this is so small, it's not that big a deal. And so we oftentimes don't like connect God to those issues, big or small. But I just want to encourage you, nothing is too big or too little for God. And certainly nothing is impossible for God. We know that in Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible for God. And here's a testimony just to encourage you. Lou called our prayer line because her daughter was trying to find a job. And after receiving prayer, her daughter absolutely landed a job and a good job. So maybe that's you today. Maybe you need to find a job, land a job. Maybe you've been praying about God opening a door for you in a particular field or with a particular job. Maybe you're dealing with some relationship issues and there's just kind of having some miscommunication, some stress, some pressure. Maybe you're having financial pressures. Oh my goodness, we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the honor of praying for you.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so happy that we get to spend time with you today and delighted to introduce to you our guest, John Ramirez.
God bless you.
Hey,
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Blessings. Amen. Thank you,
John,
for having me.
Not everybody is familiar with you. You have a great new book, Fire Prayers, and obviously we're going to hop into that here in a little bit. But can you give us a little bit of your background so everybody's kind of familiar and knows a little bit of your story?
Yeah. I was a third high-ranked devil worshiper in New York City, from New York City to Miami, Cuba, Haiti, back to New York. I grew up in the lineage of my father's side of witches and warlock in spiritualism, Santeria, Palo Mayombe. In my family, generational father side bloodline was all witchcraft to the core, witchcraft church, demon church. And in 1999, I went to hell, came back, and became a believer in Jesus Christ. And one of the things that I say, 30 days I was tormented by demons coming to my home, tormenting me at night. I will sleep during the day to see if I can stay up at night and fight. And I was a young believer. And as they were tormenting me, grabbing me by my legs at night, choking me, my blood go cold. I couldn't scream the name of Jesus. Tormented for 30 days. I was able, young Christian, I didn't know how to pray. So I heard that sister pray in church. She said this. I heard that brother pray. I tried to put all these prayers together like spaghetti. And the only prayer that really broke through to set me free that night, the 30 days, was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the darkness dispersed and I was able to sleep for 30 days. And after 30 days, I said, Lord, why this happened to me? The Lord said, I allowed to happen to you to see how much you trust me, how much you love me. And He said, they'll never touch you again. And I've been free ever since, 23 years, free in Christ, and teaching the body of Christ how to be armed and dangerous, to fire prayers, and how to pray the good fight, and how to break the patterns and cycles, and break the strongholds, and break the enemy's attack, through the word of God, through faith, through the anointing God has put in our life, and through fire prayers. Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be watching right now, and maybe the devil's been oppressing you and just attacking and harassing you, and we'd love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Fire Prayers, super helpful resource on praying and really pulling down strongholds and defeating Satan, because he's already defeated. Jesus rose from the dead, and that's it. The end. Full stop. He's exalted, sits at the right hand of God the Father. And absolutely no demonic presence can exalt itself above Jesus. And, you know, John, in your upbringing and some of that, that was normal for you. All the Satanism was normal.
That was the norm. That was the house. You know, my father was grooming that. My aunt was grooming that. You know, it became cultural in our family, you know, in our family bloodline. And I think a lot of people, religion becomes cultural. No relationship with the Lord, it becomes cultural.
That again, that's really
religion
important.
Becomes cultural in people's life, but no relationship with the Lord. And I think that we think that we fall into the deception that we have religion, we have Jesus. And Jesus isn't married to religion, Jesus is married to relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's so true, because so many times, I think the religion piece is that maybe even some of the devil's masquerade mm-hmm. and disguise.
Mm-hmm. Big time. Because the devil loves religion. He has his own religion. When I grew up in the occult, we called it the religion. That's what we called it. That's how we identified it.
Religion. What did you call it?
The religion. That's what we called it. The devil loves religion. You know, Jesus, my life in Jesus, it's not about a religion or rules. It's about that relationship with a Father that loves me, that he wants the best for me. How much more we as fathers and mothers, we want the best for our kids. How much more the Father in heaven wants the best for you? He wants you to be free. He wants you to live the life and the purpose that he has for you. I come across many altar calls as an evangelist, and I ask people, they're struggling. They're in the battlefield too long. They've been tormented too long. They've been incarcerated, spiritually incarcerated too long. And I'm like, what is your purpose? What is your destiny? I don't know. I love Jesus, but I haven't found. How long have you been a believer? 10, 15 years. Because they're living this, like you said before, these patterns and cycles are repeat. And it's time to break away from those things and live the life that God has for you.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, you know, in Romans 8:16, it says, Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are God's son, mm-hmm. God's daughter. And that's a challenge. If you're watching right now and you're just struggling with your identity and your purpose, we would love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, and give us the honor and the privilege of getting to pray for you, that God would reveal and really settle into you who you are and your divine design as well as purpose. We're not going to tell you what that is, because that's God's job, but we will pray for you to really be aware of that. And, you know, John, when you talk about your upbringing and growing up in a home that was pretty much devoted to Satanism, mm-hmm. did you have much love in that experience?
Oh, no, there was no love in my house. There was rules and torment. And my mom would get beat up by my dad every weekend. And my mom would get up in a Monday morning with a black eye and busted lip, and all these things are happening. Because when you don't have the love of Jesus in your home, you have chaos. Everything is out of order, no alignment. No love, no mercy, no grace in your home. So we grew up that with my brothers and I. And now today, it's a whole different life. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm a follower of Jesus. My relationship with my daughter before Christ was a mess. And now me and my daughter like peanut butter and jelly. You know, we go together. You know, how beautiful is that? Because God knows how to restore. He knows how to put back the puzzle. He knows how to put back the pieces. And I think a lot of times we fragment it. You know, you could be saved. You could love Jesus Christ. But sometimes we fragment it. And you need the Holy Spirit to heal you. And I think that we need, I think the power of the believer's prayer. The power of the believer's prayer. Going to church is an awesome thing. Being in ministry is an awesome thing. But it's prayer that destroys the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Fire Prayers, because prayer is key and essential. And when we think about fire prayers, I like the title Fire Prayers, because mm-hmm. fire is like man, you know.
Yeah, I like your fire.
It's powerful, it's effective, and it's really, like, it really cuts to the core of something, mm-hmm. right?
It uproots, it destroys, it demolish the darkness of what the devil is trying to plot, scheme against you. You destroy. One of the things about Joseph, and I think fire prayers is something that teach you how to be more than a conqueror. Because you see the life of Joseph, right? He betrayed, we know the story. But Joseph came to a place, right, that later he met his brothers. And he could have said, well, you know, God delivered them to me, whatever. Now's my time to get my revenge. But Joseph forgave. And because Joseph knew how to pray, and he forgave so good that the devil had nothing on him. You know why? Because when he met his father Jacob later, he never told Jacob what the brothers did to him. What a gift of forgiveness. And I think when you pray and you see the devil wants you to, the devil, you know, one of the things the devil does, and I experienced this, forgive, but keep him on, put him on probation.
And that's a good way. Yeah, you know, that's right.
But that's not the way it works. And when you do fire prayers, you purify, you destroy, you dismantle, you uproot everything that's trying to hold you back from God's best. Mm-hmm. And then you receive what God has for you. And you become a vessel of honor for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
And I think unforgiveness is one of those bondages.
Oh, big time, big time. The devil wants you to do that. The devil wants you. I mean, how many people I come across and say, but they did this to me. And we don't make light of someone being raped. Right. We don't make someone right. light of someone being molested. We don't make light of that. Mm-mm. But you know, letting that person go is more for you. For your spiritual insanity, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough. And I, you know, people hurt me so many times, but I said, Lord, if they're alive, bless them and save them. And I go on my journey with the Lord. And I have so much peace, so much joy doing that than holding someone captive.
Spiritual sanity. Mm-hmm. That's what I think about this book. Mm-hmm. It will really help you with spiritual sanity. It's the greatest.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, too, that whole bondage of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it is a trap. And uh-huh. and it's like, well, they need to pay for it. They need to say they're sorry and they need to make amends. How do you navigate that? What do you
say to
that?
It's a spiritual cancer, you know, and cancer needs to be uprooted, mm-hmm. you know, in order to be healed. Yeah. Right? Cancer needs to be uprooted, be healed. And one of the things I share, a lot of believers out there walking, a lot of believers out there also, that the devil does to a lot of believers also, beside the unforgiveness, they become lukewarm. Lukewarm Christianity. No one's on fire anymore.
Yeah.
You need fire prayer to turn back on fire, because lukewarm means I know God, but I'm not excited by him anymore. Mm-hmm. And we need to turn that around.
Mm-hmm. And I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would ignite a passion and a vibrancy in your heart and in your relationship with Jesus.
The enemy does not want our God-ordained prophetic destiny to be fulfilled. This is why we need to pray like never before and arm ourselves with the arsenal of heaven. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Fire Prayers by John Ramirez. Fire Prayers will equip you with weapons of warfare that will leave Satan trembling and unable to manipulate, control, or hinder your destiny. We will also send you our Devils, Demons, and Deliverance book, Fear Not CD, Authority Scripture Card, and a prayer cloth. And for your gift of $100 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Bible. This Bible will equip you to live in His kingdom, exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and lay hold of God's promises. These powerful items used together will enhance your prayer time, and you can live a life free of spiritual chains. You can fight the good fight of faith. Call or click today for this anointed resource. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha Oil Vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And John, I'm so excited about your book because it's called Fire Prayers, but it really is telling you how to pray effectively. It has keys in it.
Yes.
Keys to unrelease, to release the promises of God and move the mountains.
Amen.
So, we can move mountains with these prayers.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think the key about fire prayers is having the strategies of heaven, know how to pray, and how to be alignment with heaven, knowing how to pray and bring that fire from heaven upon every circumstance, situation in your life, whether it's financial. How many times do we know people that are struggling financially? You know, they tithe, they give offerings, but they still have the canker worm and the locust in their finance. And you know what finances do when the devil attacks your finances, especially in the marriage? Try to deplete your marriage. You know, the devil wants to find a window, a door, a crack to deplete your marriage. And financials, today, financial situations are really depleting and hurting marriages. You need to fight the good fight. You need to pray, whether it's you marry or even as a single person. Maybe God called you to be an entrepreneur, you know, to support the kingdom. We need to know how to pray and break the strongholds in our lives. Spirit of poverty. Deal with the spirit of poverty, the fire prayers.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. And hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Fire Prayers, really learning some key things, very important ways to pray and keys, effective keys to bring transformation. And, you know, John, I like chapter 17. You talk about prayers that destroy the spirit of fear.
Yep.
And I think fear is a really, really big deal. Why did you choose this whole idea of spirit of fear?
I believe because in today's society, the devil is a master architect with fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And the body of Christ has been incarcerated with fear, you know, through COVID-19. We know the news, the media, you know, outlets that the enemy uses to put that fear on us, to make us feel unsafe, make us feel unprotective, make us doubt and question God about if we're okay, are we going to make it, if everything is going to be fine. And I wrote that because God has not given us a spirit of fear, you know, so we don't have to live like the world lives. We are separate from the world. We need to live with the spirit of courage, tenacious, faith, hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let the devil steal your joy, your peace because of fear. No, I go through a lot of things. You know, I've been to eye surgeries. You know, technically I'm supposed to be blind on paper. Science says I'm supposed to be blind on paper, but they can't believe I can still drive a car and I can still see because I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm going to give in to the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if once I live on his promises, I have my eyesight, I can see and I can get around.
Mm-hmm. I just encourage you, if you're struggling with fear, seriously, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you and break that spirit of fear.
Yes.
And absolutely, God has given you a sound mind, power, love, and a sound mind. And so, you know, John, when we talk about fear, fear can present, a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm not afraid, but they are. So fear sometimes presents in some ways that are not quite so overt or explicit. What are some ways that you've seen that?
Well, I went to the doctor not too long ago and I heard the enemy saying to me, the devil, oh, the doctor's gonna have a bad report about your eyes. You know, he's taking too long to come into the room because he don't know how to break the news to you. And, you know, and if you start giving into that and you start believing a false reality, because that's what fear is, a false reality of something that is seen real, but is not. So I start to pray. I start to believe God. I start to use prayer, fire prayer, break, destroy, dismantle, fragment everything that's trying to fragment me. And I start putting all the good things that God has for me. God has given me the spirit of fear. God's with me. Who could be against me? God bless me. Who could curse me? I start praying this, and I start lifting up. I'm like David. I start encouraging myself, and I come out of the pit. I come out of the miry clay. I come out of that demonic quicksand that the devil's trying to put me in. And I come out, and I know that God holds my tomorrow. I'm here, but he's already there, and he's with me. And that's how I teach people how to break away from fear.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes there's fear of the future. What's going to happen?
Yes, fear the future, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Fear, are we going to make it? Are we going to have our jobs? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have our careers? Fear, my wife going to leave me? My husband going to leave me? Fear, if I dress my kids up and send them to school, are they coming back home? There's different levels of fear, of different torment, plagues that the enemy's trying to bring into who we are in Christ. And truth be told, you know, we don't have to surrender ourselves to that. We don't have to give ourselves into that. God is greater. Jesus Christ is with you. Mm-hmm.
So you've put this book together to help everyone out there called Fire Prayers, Building Arsenals That Destroy Satanic Kingdoms. So I think some people think, well, it's just normal to be afraid, to be this, to be that. Really? It's satanic.
Yes.
And we need to fight Satan with the word and know what we have. So be sure you get the book, our books, and pass them around. You know, I think this book fits everyone. I don't think there's anybody it won't fit. You know, looking at it, I think the way I have to pray, it is just really important. And, you know, you think, well, you've been around forever. Yeah, but I need these forever. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing you talk about in here is in not necessarily talking about the devil, but rather confronting.
Confronting. Yes. But if you don't confront, you know, victory. Mm. If you don't confront, you have no. We can talk about the enemy all day long. We can talk about sickness all day long. But if you don't confront,
yes,
you don't have victory. Jesus confronted the devil so many times in the wilderness. He confronted the devil. Peter showed up and said, "You ain't going to cross." Jesus confronted. It wasn't flesh and blood. It was the enemy behind Peter. And Judas, Jesus sat in this Last Supper and gave Judas an opportunity to repent. Confronted the devil. And when he didn't want to turn, he said, "Go do what you got to do quickly." Jesus always confronted demons. And who cast out more demons than Jesus Christ in the Bible? Always confronted. And when you confront, you claim your victory.
Mm-hmm. And how can we confront?
Prayers. I mean, life is prayer. I mean, if you have a prayer life, you need prayer, fire prayers. I have a pastor down in Nashville. He texted me the other day, said, "John, I bought 50 copies. I said, "Are you starting a book club?" "Are you starting a book club?" He said, "No, I want to give them to people. I want to bless people because I know people need help." Mm-hmm. How amazing is that?
Mm-hmm. And I think we'll talk about, a lot of times we'll talk with our friends, our family about ailments, about difficulties, hardships, and all that stuff. And we'll do all these horizontal conversations, but we oftentimes will allow the devil just to make our life a playground because we don't confront.
We don't confront. You know, I think a lot of time we don't confront because this is the lie of the devil. If you don't confront, it's going to go away. You know, and that's a lie from the pits of hell, because if you don't confront, you have no victory. So we need to know how to confront through Christ, through the word of God, through his promises and fire prayers. Because there's different prayers, the elements of prayer, different prayers. We pray this, we pray for encouragement, and that's a good prayer. We pray for the joy. We pray for other avenues. But when it comes to spiritual warfare, you need to be a spiritual sniper, because you're dealing with demonic targets, right? And in order to bring the demonic target, you have to learn how to aim right spiritually, to bring down those targets, whether it's generational, whether it's sickness, whatever is plaguing you, whatever is tormenting you, whatever is trying to seize the moment over you. Don't let the devil steal your God moments. Learn how to pray, spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think too, how do you balance praying against the devil and concentrating, focusing on Jesus? How do you balance that?
You know, I put Jesus on the front line. Jesus is my front line. He's my everything. I mean, Luke is sitting here. Come on now. She went to the most high-star places in the world, and she put Jesus on the front line. And she bought the love of Jesus. She bought the anointing, and she was like a torch lit for Jesus. And many people know Jesus Christ because she brought Jesus to the front line. She stood in the front line. In hostile places, the enemy has altars. Enemy has strongholds in hostile places. But when you bring the torch, the fire prayer, you bring that anointing that God has given you, disperse darkness, and people could see the Son who is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. So you confront the devil, but you exalt Jesus.
All the time. Mm. You know, I always say, you know, without Jesus, I have nothing. You know, there's no start, there's no middle, and there's no end without mm-hmm. him. And if I put him first, and I put him first in my life, learn how to be consistent. Put Jesus first.
Amen. So grab your copy of Fire Prayers today.
The enemy does not want our God-ordained prophetic destiny to be fulfilled. This is why we need to pray like never before and arm ourselves with the arsenal of heaven. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Fire Prayers by John Ramirez. Fire Prayers will equip you with weapons of warfare that will leave Satan trembling and unable to manipulate, control, or hinder your destiny. We will also send you our Devils, Demons, and Deliverance book, Fear Not CD, Authority Scripture card, and a prayer cloth. And for your gift of $100 or more, we will include the Spirit-filled Bible. This Bible will equip you to live in His kingdom, exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and lay hold of God's promises. These powerful items used together will enhance your prayer time, and you can live a life free of spiritual chains. You can fight the good fight of faith. Call or click today for this anointed resource.
What an incredible interview. John, would you pray for our audience for them to have power?
Yes. I'm excited. I'm excited sitting here today. This is history, but I want to pray for you. Make this prayer personal. Make it your own. And man, whatever you're struggling with, whatever bondage, whatever stronghold, whatever generation in your life right now, whatever is tormenting, pray for your children, your family, your home, your church, your ministry, your purpose, your destiny. All you have to say, Lord Jesus, I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And devil, I put you on notice in the name of Jesus. The things that you have on me, the things you think you own, the things that you're controlling. Today, they're going to break off me. I'm going to break them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to dismantle them. I'm going to curse it to the root. Let them shrivel and die. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, pour your fire from heaven. Purify me. Purify my home. Purify my ministry, my children, my marriage, and my finances. I dedicate them back to you. And whatever mistakes I made, whatever bad decisions I made, I ask for forgiveness. And Lord, I receive your mercy. I receive your love and I receive your grace. I am free, devil. You can't control my house. You don't live in my house. You are been evicted in the name of Jesus right now. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to say this with me. Today is the best day of my life because Jesus Christ lives big in me today.
That's right. And you know, I just encourage you, make sure you grab your copy of Fire Prayers. Such a powerful resource for you and your prayer life. And of course, if you have any needs in your life, we love to pray for you, whether you have a financial need, a medical need, a relationship need, maybe some things in your heart, emotions. Jesus has more solutions than you have problems.